We are learning Maseches Moed Katan, Daf Dal Amud Aleph, and we are beginning almost halfway down the Amud by the two dots. It said in the Mishnah that even though you are allowed to water the Beis HaShlachim on Chol HaMoed, that's only from a water from a mayin, from a spring where it doesn't dry up. But it said in the Mishnah that not for make Shamim, not for make Kiloin, and we'll see the reason in the Gemara. Pashas, the reason is because Tirchi Yaseir. Because what's with Tirchi Yaseir? You keep and have to go and fill it up. You have to fill it up further, you know, more and more. So the Gemara, Bishlam make Kiloin, Ika Tirchi Yaseir. We understand make Kiloin means that there's a well, and you have to take a pail and go into the well and take with a pail water out to bring it here to the field. So we understand it's Tirchi Yaseir. Ela make a shaman my tirchika. Make a shaman pastures means that there's a little lake over here from make a shaman. And so it's the same thing like a mayan. What's the difference if it's spring water or if it's rain water? What's the difference? As long as you have water, sitting water here, so you don't have to take a pail and go into the well and take out water. So what's a tircha exactly? What's wrong using make shaman? Omrav aloy, omrav yechanon, it's a gzera. You're right. It's not shavik tircha this alone, but it's a gzera. Gzera make shaman what to make kilon. There's a gzera that make shamim is similar to make kiloin. They're both sitting water. So therefore, what's the difference to make kiloin and make shamim? Make kiloin is like a well, where there's water in a well, and I take a pail and I take it out. Make shamim is water that's sitting here. It's sitting, it's like there's a lake here.
How's it getting
there? Well, no, it's here. It's here, it's in the field, right near the field. It's right near the field. You can just dig a hole and the water will come. But without the power of mayin, it's not the power of mayin. Also, make shamim could dry out. At a certain point, so it's not mamish mayin, it doesn't have its own source of water, but there is a lot of water here. So really, right now, the way it is now, it's not a tircha. The only tircha is a gzeira. The only reason why it's also is a gzeira otu me kilon. Rav Ashi Yomar, different than Rav Yechanan. There's no such thing as making a gzeira. Rav Ashi says, me gishom itself, there's a chshash. Rav Ashi Yomar, me gishom gufayu, lidei me kilon osu. It could come to, if you take out enough water from it, it's going to get very low, and it's going to become a tirchi yaseira to get the water out. There's a chance that Mei Gishom itself will get lower, and it'll be much less, and you have to take water out with a pail to bring it to the field, because it's not high enough, and therefore Mei Gishom itself could come to tirchi yaseira. So it's like, either it's a gzeira, even this is never to come to tirchi, it's just a gzeira or something else, or it itself could come to a situation where it's like Mei Kilon. The Kamithiki Rav Zeira, and they argue in Rav Zeira, don't Rav Zeira, Omer Rav Yevam Shmuel, Nahara Yisam Yishchim, Mayim and Agamim, rivers or like little streams that are schlepping water, they're coming from these swamps. Mutal Hashkis Mehem Mechel Shemoyed, you let it use that to water your fields of Chol HaMoed. And here, we don't make a Gzeira Otu Mei Kiloin. This Mahara Yisam Yishchim, we'll see in the Gemara right afterwards, does not dry up. And that's why it's mutter. But on the other hand, if you're Rabbi Yechanan, you should make a gzeira otu make kiloin. And you see, you don't make a gzeira. So that's what they're arguing in Rabbi Zeira. Nahoros ha-moishchim, mayim menagam, mut lahashkos mehem mechel shemoyed, mar isle de Rabbi Zeira. One man, the Amma, which is Rabbi Ashi, holds the Rabbi Zeira, and holds only a problem if there's a chshash, it's going to dry up. Umar, which is Rabbi Yechanan, less le de Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yechanan holds that there's a gzeira otu make kiloin, does not hold the Rabbi Zeira, because if in Rabbi Zeira's case, there also should be a gzeira. Therefore, it's clear Rabbi Yechanan does not hold on Rabbi Zeira. Gufa, we just learned Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Yirmi, Amar Shmuel. Naharos ha-moishchim mayim and agamim, these streams that are getting water, from the water sources from these swamps. Mutal ha-shkos mehem v'chel shamayit. You're allowed to use it to water your plants v'chel shamayit. Maskefla, Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Zeira. Eisver Rav Yir Rav Zeira, Rav Yir has a kasher to Rav Zeira because Mara thought that it could be dry up.
This is not shem with their mission, right?
Why not?
The make a shaman.
So it could be this is better than the make a shaman. If that's the shaila. If you have Yechon, right, doesn't shem with our mishnah. But if you have Ashi, it does shem. Why? Because we're going to ask the kasher of the mishnah actually. But Rav, I'll tell you already. I'll give you a sneak preview. Rav Ashi holds only from there will dry up. This is not going to dry up. That's why it's not. It'll be like a mishnah. But the Mara asks the kasher of mishnah. Eisver Rav Zeira, Mara mishnah. So you see, now use make shamim. And here, Rav Zeira says he could use it. Those swamps in Bavel, there's no chash, they'll ever dry up. And therefore, it's like a spring. It's like a spring that has water source forever. And therefore, it's not a problem to use the Haras HaMashchem. Obviously, this is always going, Lefi Rav Ashi. That the whole reason make a shaman is a problem because it might dry up. But if you hold a Rav Zeira, that the chshash is, it's otu mekilon because they're both not spring water, so then, both not a spring, so then it'll be also, even in this case, and hitaka would not shtim like our Mishnah. So So the Gemara's Tara says, in Rav Ashi's world, you go in court of Ashi, we said Rav Zeri only stims with Rav Ashi taka. Tana Rabbanan, Hapsekos v'abrichos, Rashi says the same thing. The one thing, they have these little pools of water. Shnesmalu mayim Erev Yontif. He filtered up water from Erev Yontif. And now you want to use that to water the field, which it's right here, this thing. You had in the field, you had these pools of water, which will help water the field. But it didn't have its own water source. They filled it up from Erev Yontif. So now, on Chol Hamoed, can I use this water to water the field? Also, lahashkes b'mechel shemoed. You can't water it on Chol Hamoed. Why not? Because you're worried that you're going to use up, and then you're going to go be terech and bring water for someone else. But if there's a water, a little brook of water going between them, you don't use that brook, you always use these breichas, but you have another source right here, if you need it, then it's mutter. Then lochas mutter, because if that uses up, you'll be able to use this. Like Rashi says, mutter lahashki megashom, di paski megashom, mashki mamasamayim. You have this amasamayim, which is own water source, you usually didn't use it, but here, it's a backup, and since you have a backup, then you're allowed to even use the breichas and the psikas. It's only if most of the field could get water from that Amas Amayim. The Amas Amayim is big enough and long enough that it'll cover the whole field, so then you can use it. But if not, then you can't use the Brechas and Psikas because they might use up, and the Amas Amayim can't back up the whole entire field. That's what Papa says. Rav Ash says no. Even if it doesn't reach the entire field, since it keeps on replenishing itself, so he's not going to go run and go schlep water for someone else. Because he knows in a few days it'll refill itself and we'll be able to do the whole field. The Amas Amayim has its own water source, so it will eventually fill up, and therefore he's not going to go run and go to a different place of water. So the old shash always is that it's going to dry up, and I have to go somewhere else and schlep water from far, far away. Because once I start watering my field, I get nervous. Oh, I have to finish for doing it. Taisi is mashma that once you start watering, it makes a big upseida. You want to finish it up. Like Taisi, the end of the Amud says, they were worried that he didn't go get more water Once you start watering it, your skiers get ruined, so you water it more. So if something dries up, what am I going to do? Run to a faraway place and schlep water here. So therefore we say that you shouldn't do that. So the Gemara is talking about here a case where you have two Beis HaShalchim on a mountain, one's higher than the other one, and the top one has a spring, and what happens is it drips down from the higher place to the lower place and fills up water pools there on the bottom, and that's how you water the Beis HaShalchim on the bottom. So the Beis HaShalchim lower down does not have its own spring, but the higher one has its spring, and it drips down to the lower into the pool and use that to water the lower Beis HaShalchim. You're allowed to use that water to be mashke the other Beis HaShalchim because you're not worried to use up. It's going to use up. Because right here we don't have a spring. You see, it's still dripping from the upper one. And it's still dripping from the upper one. You're not worried. It keeps on replenishing itself. So you're not worried it's going to use up. Huh?
It's must have been over here.
What's the word have a minute? It's a good question. Why, if Pasha, you have to have a metatafes, is the answer?
Yeah,
it works even more. Abaye, if Ushle Pasak Mayan Rishon, Abaye says even more Pasha, that you have to make sure the other Mayan on top is not Pasak. Then you can't, Echanami. So it is Pasha, and then we have the same problem, where it's Pasha, but sometimes, even the obvious, you have to state that don't think because there it has a Mayan, and then here it's fine, it's only if it's a clear water source, but if it's not a clear water source, it's not Mutta. I hear the Kasha, I hear the Ara, what the Chiddush is. Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Nasi Emes, Shtei Harugos Zu L'Mayla Mezu. You have two rows, one above the other one. Yidla Menatachtoina. Lo Yidla Menatachtoina V'Yashkos Al Yoina. There's a problem of Tircha Yisera here. If only the lower row has a water source and you have to schlep it to the higher row, even in the same field, you're still not allowed to do that. That's called tercha. Yoisal can over laws of Rav Shimon. Afil aruga achas. Even one row, chatzin over chatzin gevay. One's lower, one's higher. Lo yidlev makom namoch v'yishkol makom gevay. You shouldn't schlep from the lower place from the lower place to the higher place because that is tercha. What's the chiddush? Doctor Muki Yosef. So he says like this. V'kamashlon brayso zu. Here we have a kamashlon. The sha'av apish ein gevay alam at. Even though it's only a little bit higher, for the hachi asum shem tircha, for the tema, don't say tafka b'shtei aruga isu da asu shem rechayke isu mizu. They're very far. La fila baruga achas one row shechatzin nemucha yosim rechatzin achar asu. That's the chiddush over here. Even though it's one row, not so far. Any extra tircha you can't do on chol hamoed. Even makom hefsid, like we learned, even makom hefsid you can't do tircha. You're allowed to water on chol hamoed makom hefsid, but you can't do extra tircha. Tanu rabbanan madlin liyarakos kedei laachlam. So what it means over here is you're allowed to water vegetables and even be doyla mayim, which is tircha yaseira. It means tircha yaseira, you're allowed to be doyla mayim, take a water with a pail in order to water your rakas that you're going to eat, achalamayim. Because to eat something with tzarcha echa nefesh, tircha yaseira is mutter. This is Tav Tosfos on Tav Amud Beis says. He says, "Mimokim omuk kari dilu, ba'afagav de'ika tircha yaseira, b'shvil achila hatiru." Tav Tosfos. V'achila it's mutter. Madly rock the lochlam, we'll surely have for you someone to make it better, asr. And what does that mean? That's avacha. So the truth is, avacha is asr, even if it's not tircha. Tais speaks that also. Tais says, aval yapais, I feel like a tircha layatir. Even though tircha is layatir. So it goes from katsa la katsa. Kadeh lochlam, you don't have to tircha seira. La avacha, you can't do anything. So Mar brings down a maisa. Ravina and Rabba Taisva, v'ka'azi v'orcha. Ravina and Rabba Taisva were walking on the way, on Chalamoyed. Chazal Gavra, Dali Davla, they saw someone schlepping water with a pail on Chalamoyed, bringing to this field. Amalei Rabba Taisifal, Ravina, Lesi Mar L'Shamte, let's put him into Chayim, put him into Nidu, like we learned in the third parak. If someone does something connected the Torah, even connected Adar Abanon, you can put them into Shamta in certain cases. Amalei Batanya, we learned in Ebraisa, this is why putting the Shamta. We learned in Ebraisa, Madli Rokas Ilachlan, and maybe the guy's going to water his plants so he can eat the Yerokas. So Amalei, so Rabbi Teshuvah said, no, I didn't learn Pshat in the Braisa like that. Madlin Rokas does not mean what you think it means. Amalei, me Sabris, my Madlin, Madlin Maya, they think it means that you water it. You know what Madlin means? My Madlin, Madlin means something else. My Madlin Shlufe, it means Gilauta. Sometimes when vegetables grow, they grow very close together, and it weakens the plant by being so close together. So you used to pull out some of them. It's like a pruning type idea. They pull out some of them to make it grow better. So madlin means that you're allowed to madlin take out from your rockers that are eat. But the apaisim it's also because the apaisim now do malacha on chalamayim. So it doesn't mean a case tirchi yaseira. Just means the makayim that you're going to eat it. You're allowed to take out those vegetables that are across in between. Ketanan, how do you know the word madlin means that? Ketanan, learn the Mishnah and Peya. Hamedel v'kfanim, k'shem shu medel v'shloi kach meyos aniyim. The Rabbi Yehuda. This Mishnah is not talking about chalamoid, obviously. He's talking about taking out the plants, the rockets, the vegetables in between. So what's the halacha if there's certain ones that are made for aniyim? Let's say it's Peya, or whatever it is, it's a part that belongs to the aniyim. And am I allowed to take out those vegetables? On one hand, you say, what do you mean? I'm doing a favor for aniyim, making it more geshmak. On the other hand, they want every vegetable. They don't care if it's a little bit lower quality. They want more vegetables. That's machlokes. So Tanakama holds, you can do it with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. You can't stop pruning the aniyim's chelik. What? You're not allowed to, because it belongs to the aniyim. B'shaloi his own, he's allowed to. No, yeah, obviously. He's saying, yeah, obviously. He's saying, you're going around Huda, he's saying, you could do that, because shame's married. He said, no, but you could do your own, but not with Daniel. So, what was Rabba Tosafot tining? There's no heter ever to do, go. So, what was the sheet of Rabba Tosafot? Tosafot explains, he held that Tircha Yisei was not mutter, even with Eichel Nefesh. And therefore, he said, oh, you're saying Mad Lamayim? Nah, it's upshot. You can't be Mad Lamayim. You can't do Tircha Yisei for Eichel Nefesh. So Amalei, so Ravina says back, but Tanya went to Braisa, that Madlin doesn't mean what you think. It says Madlin Mayim liyarakas del Achlam. Puts in the word Mayim here. The Braisa says, Klar. Amalei, you know, Itanya Tanya. If it says that, then you're right. Then it's a raya to you that you're allowed to do Kirchi Yisera, B'mokayim Oichel Nefesh. But, you know, but if it's a Braisa, then you're right. Like, and the Tosfos Rosh says, like the Rebbe says, V'choyze ani, am v'choyze, ki midi d'achila b'moyed, ein medaktikim b'toyrach. That takav midi d'achila, you're not medaktikim b'toyrach, and you could be, do Kirchi Yisera. So that's what comes out of Gemara, that the biggest story, that for achila, Kirchi Yisera is mutter.